Okay, I know you've seen the title. I know this sounds crazy. Hear me out. Let it cook.
Welcome to Ghost Sight Sessions. I'm your host, Jason. I hope you enjoyed today's episode.
I really do think that Apple and Microsoft should work together again. Okay? Right now, Apple is trying to do, game porting toolkit and trying to get developers on their side again and trying to get people to play games on Mac. But it is not as easy as it seems. Macs are not meant for gaming. Not in their current state. Now, I happen to be familiar with a company that is trying to pivot away from just having a box as the primary place to play their games. That company is Microsoft. Now, years ago, Microsoft actually stepped in and saved Apple from going bankrupt. That was, I believe, in the 90s, late 80s, early 90s, one or two. So they've done it before. Now, granted, they might not have worked directly because obviously, PC and Mac are, competitors. Makes sense. Here's where I think one of the two of them should try to bridge the gap. Apple is not great at gaming, as I stated previously. Neither is Microsoft. Right now, Xbox is in third place, and their best-selling or most valuable offering is Game Pass. Now, they both could profit from not fighting each other on this. I know Apple and Microsoft have butted heads on Game Pass on, iPhones and stuff, and that's why we don't have Fortnite on iPhones in the US, but it is a thing in the EU. The whole thing there. And with one of Xbox's more recent marketing attempts to kind of show Xbox as apparently anything other than a PlayStation or a Nintendo Switch, there's an opportunity here that I hope someone in the company realizes at some point, okay? If they could work together to get Game Pass onto Macs, it would be a game changer for the Mac, because there are a lot of people who would consider getting a Mac and playing games on a Mac. But because, Apple doesn't really have let's call it full team dedicated to trying to make gaming work on Mac, there's a chance that if you worked with a company that is trying to make gaming work on everything, you could potentially enter a new market and reach new customers that would not have considered playing games on Mac. Because Game Pass on PC, I believe, is currently on a realm of $10 to $12 just for the PC Game Pass. That's not Game Pass Ultimate. So imagine that, but on Mac. So obviously it's another subscription. However, people with that kind of power would love to not have to pay, $70 for every game they want to play on Mac. And I obviously know Steam exists on Mac in some capacity. And as an Apple user myself, there are some things that you don't really want to have a library of if you're not going to use it that often. Game Pass would help sort of bridge that gap. Now, these are my ideas of how this could work in order of difficulty, from easiest to hardest, okay? So, easiest is a native Xbox cloud streaming app on Mac. Now, I know you could technically do this right now, where you can go to Safari and go to the website, go through there, save it as a bookmark, and then you can technically do it that way. That way does in fact work. And I would think that a dedicated app on macOS would be better, because then you could get like extra subscription revenue from people not in the PC world. It's not a terrible idea. It's just the easiest thing to do. That would require Apple not being mean about Game Pass being on Mac and, you know, them playing nice with each other, which rarely happens, but it would be a miracle, but it would be so cool. Now, level 2, right, this is a little more expensive for both companies, and could, you know, it's about a normal difficulty. Microsoft could give more money to developers who port to Mac. And that's just like a limited thing, if you will. Rather than, I'll discuss more in the next level, doing everybody, it would be, you know, select developers that want to do it. You know, if they want to get more out of their Game Pass deal, if they have their game playable on Mac, they can give it like a 5% or 10% boost. To kind of cover cost of development on Mac. Because I know it's not easy, and the install base is not nearly as high. However, if you have a game with microtransactions on Mac as to PC, you have more opportunities to, you know, get more from customers. Because Apple customers, for the most part, are willing to spend money on things that they want. So are PC users, but Apple users, we're like that. Like I said, this would be expensive. This would be Microsoft having to pay their developers who want to join Game Pass or who are already on Game Pass a little bit more in their deals. And it would give Apple a really, like, a full breadth of games to play on Mac that actually work, rather than just like the handful that we have now. Obviously, there are some ways around it. You know, there's, you know, you can do Parallels. Of course, you can do Parallels and get around it that way. And, you know, Game Porting Toolkit, you can kind of run DirectX 11 games sort of natively. And it's not the, you know, simplest, greatest thing for regular users to kind of figure out. So that would be pretty cool. Now, for the hardest level, and I kind of hinted at it a little bit, hardest level would be working directly with Apple to get Game Pass and all of its games on the service to be playable on Mac. And of course, with that, Apple taking their usual 20 to 30% cut. If I was Apple, I'd cut down to like 10%, because there's not a ton of work on their end. It's more on Microsoft's end. It's kind of in their court. And I know that this is the hardest possible thing to do. This is why it doesn't exist yet, because they're both still corporations. So Apple and Microsoft need to know how they can, you know, benefit from this sort of transaction. One of the best ways is for Apple to, you know, still get a cut from subscription revenue, as they do with most things on macOS and iOS and stuff. This would be the hardest and best thing to do, because then you would, legitimately speaking, have a ton of games to play. And while, yes, you're paying for a Microsoft service on an Apple device, you would then end up with so many games to play and so many things to consider playing and have access to on Mac that we don't have currently. Because you can take this concept and take it to the next level and mention, like, okay, like, imagine playing like a X Cloud game or Xbox Cloud game on the Vision Pro, right? It's not a necessarily a VR headset. However, it allows you to be able to play, you know, movies and TV shows and music and games in this sort of AR space. So imagine having an Xbox controller, or a PlayStation controller for that matter, and have access to all the games on Game Pass through your Vision Pro. While it's not... Damn. While it's not the greatest reason to get a Vision Pro, it would become another feature of the Vision Pro. And partnering with Microsoft could allow them to have more of a sort of, let's go with concept of what they want to do, rather than depending on, I don't want to call it dead air, but hopes and dreams for things to sell. So, in conclusion, Microsoft, Apple, if you're listening, there's a deal that can be made there. Maybe there's someone in the corporate offices who already has thought of this, who has talked to people already, and it has been vetoed for whatever reason. Gaming, despite what people say, is a growing market. We just need access to more games. And more great games. Game Pass allows people to have access to not only more games, but more pretty good games. Now, while I would love a port of, you know, Spider-Man and God of War to Mac, I know that that will almost never happen. That would be great. That would be really cool. But that sounds expensive, and Sony only does expensive if it works out for them, tax-wise. So, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. This has been Ghost Sight. I'm out.